It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How you doing there, Josh?
Doing all right. Had a pretty uneventful weekend.
That's good. I did too. It didn't remember really hardly what I did, so it must not have been too exciting.
One thing I noticed last night was stars.
Yeah?
It's nice to see stars out.
It is, yeah. And it's kind of nice about living out in this area where there isn't quite so much light.
Yeah, I've been used to cloud cover and wind lately, right. And you know, it was calm last night. Stepped outside and stars.
Well, I can identify the Big Dipper and a few constellations out there. So they got some pretty cool things you can get on your phone now, you know. So just hold it up there and tell.
Saw the Big Dipper, saw Orion. Those are pretty much the two I recognize.
I was out looking at the space station a while back, you know, just it's not real impressive. It's just a light going across the sky, but knowing what it is, it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So, yep. Well, let's salute a veteran today, shall
we? Of course. Today we're saluting Seaman First Class Daryl Edmund Noble. Daryl was born on November 19th, 1924, and passed away on August 24th, 2012. He entered active duty on February 23rd, 1943, in Worthington in the United States Navy. Was honorably discharged just shy of 3 years later on February 9th, 1946, in Minneapolis. During World War II, he served aboard the USS McCord, which is a World War II era Fletcher-class destroyer in service in the United States Navy, and served in the Pacific during World War II. Let's see, it was commissioned on 19 August 1943 and decommissioned on June 9th, 1954. So a little bit of Wikipedia history there.
All right.
I always have to look up the ships that people served on in the Navy because I
kind of interesting.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with, you know, what a sailor's life is like.
Right.
But
yeah, you were more land lover.
I was more land based.
Yep.
And sometimes over the air on the land. So, well, we thank you, Daryl, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
All right. Every day is Veterans Day in your office.
Especially in my office.
That's right. Well, let's talk about the subject at hand today. This is veterans reporting positive impacts with VA Whole Health. What is VA Whole Health?
This article was on VA's blog, known as Vantage Point. Discusses a VA benefit or benefits of VA's Whole Health Initiative. This came out was written by Andrew Rubin on March 11th. Veterans who are engaged in VA's whole health system report a positive impact on their experience of care, engagement in care, well-being, and a greater reduction in opioid use than their fellow veterans who are not engaged in the whole health services. I remember hearing about this a few years ago, and the big question that Whole Health asks is, what do you want your health for?
Okay.
Now, it's kind of a deep, loaded, philosophical question.
Right.
You know, what do you want to be healthy for? You know.
What are your goals in life?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. This is according to a study published this month in Health Services Research Report, From Patient Outcomes to System Change, Evaluating the Impact of Veterans Health Administration's Implementation of the Whole Health System of Care, which was conducted by a research study conducted by the Department of Veterans Affairs. It showed that opioid use among veterans engaged in whole health decreased between 23% and 38%, depending on the level of program's use, compared to a decrease of 11% by those who not participated in conventional health care alone. Patient-reported outcomes used in the study were collected at baseline at 6 months and 12-month intervals. Largest improvements by veterans who discussed goals with providers. Veterans involved in the system reported greater improvements in the experience and engagement of their care and overall well-being. So whole health, you know, covers whole body, you know, mental health, physical health, organ health, all that stuff.
It all kind of works together.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. You know, stress can cause pressure, you know, joint pain and things like that.
Yep.
And
your mental health is as important as your physical
health. Absolutely. Veterans who are involved in whole health services discuss and get help with their personal health goals more often than those veterans who only receive conventional care. Defined as an approach to healthcare that empowers and equips people to take charge of their health and well-being and live their life to the fullest. Goal of VA's whole health system is to transform the organization and culture of care to start with understanding the veteran's life mission, aspirations and purposes, what matters most to the veteran, and provide care to improve veterans' overall health and well-being. The whole health pathway in which veterans are introduced, often by peers, to whole health concepts, allowing them to explore their mission, aspiration, and purpose, and develop a personal health plan. Whole health clinical care, in which providers align conventional and complementary integrative health care with veterans' personal health plan, goals, mission, aspiration, and purpose. Well-being programs, in which veterans participate in complementary integrative health services, health coaching and self-care and skill-building groups to equip veterans to manage their health. A study was conducted by Dr. Barbara Bacor and her team from the Evaluating Patient-Centered Care Quality Enhancement Research Initiative Group at the Boston Bedford, Massachusetts, in collaboration with VA's Office of Patient-Centered Care and Cultural Transformation. So this is just to let people know of, the whole health approach that veterans have the opportunity to participate in. You don't have just a primary care provider, you have a primary care team, which, can consist of many providers.
Right.
As well as, the nursing staff, counselors, therapists, whatever you want your health for.
It's not quite like the old days where you just had the old country doctor who took care of everything. I mean, now it's a little more specialized.
Take these pills, call me in the morning.
Right. Well, it's better than nothing, I guess. But
yeah.
Yeah, but now it's a lot of good health care out there now.
Yep, absolutely.
Good to bring it all together.
Yes, and there's always research going on out there. And this article may be in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week, and there might be some information on veterans' health care on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
I see it laying right there.
You put it out.
There. I did.
Just leave it on the counter for me. Appreciate that. That's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838 on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse.
Almost garden. Time, yep.
And I raked up part of my yard yet this weekend, and I kind of wanted to do the whole thing.
It's probably going to snow again in the middle of the week this next week. But
well, the reason I only raked part of my front yard was because of, the winter leavings from the dog.
Right. Yeah, you do have that problem over there.
Yeah. But
all right, you've got another announcement you want to make here today, too.
Yes, the Oscar Lee American Legion Post 177 in Dawson is planning on holding a flag retirement ceremony. Be held Tuesday, April 12th at the Hilltop Bar and Grill at 7 p.m. The District 7 commander, Hal Meyer, will be in attendance. He'll be having a post-monthly meeting afterwards. You're welcome to attend. Members are welcome to attend. After the meeting, a lunch will be served to start collecting those old worn-out flags, and see you on April 12th.
And where should they bring those flags if they want to get them over there?
Well, in Madison and surrounding area, we have a flag drop box at the courthouse.
Okay.
I emptied it out last week. It was overstuffed, to say the least. But it's, ready to take more flags. I know Dawson has a few collection bins in that area. You've said you can...
Bring them to the radio station here if you're going by. We'll take them. We're open to the weekends and everything.
Or, I know the Bellingham American Legion collects them. I would assume the Marietta American Legion does that as well.
Yep. I'm sure they will.
Yep.
All right. Again, the date for that?
Tuesday, April 12th at 7 p.m.
At Hilltop in Dawson.
Hilltop in Dawson. I plan on being there. Like I said, I got a couple of large bags full of worn-out flags, and it's always a good time. And
Good way to, proper way to dispose of those flags.
Yep. Anyone interested in learning about flag retirement, is welcome to attend and learn what it's about. So
very good. All right. Well, thanks, Josh. Appreciate the info, and we'll chat again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
We'll
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.